let's talk a little bit about Navalny. Because this has become so politicized, and it really shouldn't be politicized. You know, you got increasingly, you know, we talk about the neo-Nazis parading around in Nashville, probably a couple of feds being ignored by people, but look at how the lines have been drawn on this. I got to say, conservatives need to be careful. They don't want to become apologists for Putin. That's stupid. That's stupid. That's as stupid as thinking that your life is going to be fixed with a Trump presidency. But many of them are falling into that, being led into that by Tucker. And I understand, and I've talked about many times, you know, the history of this Ukrainian war. I see it and understand it as NATO aggression, as a coup, as a civil war. They're bombing civilians for, you know, 8 years before Putin invaded and all the rest of this stuff. But nevertheless, I've also pointed out that Putin arrests and jails opposition. He arrests and jails journalists. He assassinates people. He starts wars. He's so much like us, isn't he? So much like our CIA. He's KGB, they're CIA. It's like spy versus spy. You know, which one is in the white outfit and which one is in the black outfit? It's Mad Magazine of my youth all over again. They're all doing the same stuff. And so this is Jordan Schlechtel, who is usually good, but I think he completely misses it on this particular one. He says, the making of a martyr. Navalny becomes Khashoggi 2.0. Well, I just got to say, you know, don't let your rightful contempt for Joe Biden make you an apologist for Vladimir Putin. And that's really what is happening. It's this reactionary thing. It's this Hegelian dialectic that is there. And I would have thought a lot of these writers would be too smart to fall for this. But let me just say this. You know, he goes on to talk about how, you know, Khashoggi is not a good guy, and now they're making Navalny a martyr and all the rest of the stuff. I don't know or care about the personal life or politics of Navalny. I don't know or care about the personal life of Khashoggi. I know he worked for the Washington Post. Some of these people are saying, oh, yeah, he's involved in these radical groups and all the rest of the stuff. But if you've got a government leader like Mohammed bin Salman at Saudi Arabia, or you have Vladimir Putin, who feels like they are entitled to imprison and to murder their political enemies, I think that we should not tolerate that. That's bigger than geopolitics. We should look at that. We should condemn that. And we should understand who these people are. But we should never apologize for it. And when you look at this, regardless of, you know, the making of a martyr, Navalny becomes Khashoggi 2.0. You know, we have to, I know that this is being used for political purposes by Biden. But that doesn't mean that we defend this action by Putin to kill his political enemies. I think Tucker's been completely silent on this in the aftermath. As a matter of fact, he didn't say anything to Putin about Navalny when he was there. Now he's not saying anything to Putin now that Navalny has been killed. What's up with that? Is that kind of like the same way that Tucker never said anything to Trump about Julian Assange? Or about the vaccine stuff, or about so many other things. See, he's playing for influence. He's playing for audience. He's playing games, folks. Jordan Schlechtel says, if you haven't been following the news, just log into your favorite social media application and type in Navalny in the search bar. You would think this level of attention in the West would warrant the news of some Martin Luther King-like figure being taken out by Western government. But no, this incident happened in a faraway Siberian prison. Ah, so no problem, right? When we look at it, to pull back and to excuse this, or to pull back and to blame Khashoggi or to blame Navalny for this stuff, of course, they were not perfect. But do we want to give the kind of power to torture and to dismember and to murder people in prison? Wasn't Tucker Carlson kind of concerned about that for Jeffrey Epstein? Was it because he liked Jeffrey Epstein, or was it because we don't want to have a government that executes people in prison? But again, as I said, when he talked to Jeffrey Epstein's brother about all this, he didn't ask Jeffrey Epstein's brother about that big quote that was just hanging out there, like the elephant in the room, where Jeffrey Epstein's brother had said that Jeffrey Epstein said, if the American public knew what I know about Trump and Hillary Clinton, they would cancel this 2016 election. Now, wouldn't you think, as a journalist, that Tucker Carlson would be interested in that? You know that if he asked questions like that, that there would be a lot of attention drawn to him. So if all he's about is trying to get attention, he would want to ask that question. But no, he's playing to a particular political demographic. And he's going to give you very, very slanted news tailored to that demographic. That's the way it works now. That's the way it worked while he was at Fox News. It's the way it works when he is on his own as well. But when I look at a lot of this, it kind of reminds me of the people who, their response to the Central Park jogger who was raped. Their response to that was, well, it serves her right. She should have known she shouldn't have jogged through Central Park. It serves this guy, Navalny, right. He should have known that he shouldn't challenge Putin politically. Are we really going to embrace that? Biden blames Putin and his thugs for Navalny's death. Well, that's fine. Who is to blame, Joe, for the attempted murder of Julian Assange? Is that you? Is that Trump? Is it both of you? Yeah, it's both of you. Weeks after a U.S. journalist dies in Ukrainian custody, Biden uses Navalny's death to push for more Russian war funding. You see, that's what it's about. And again, you know, we had our ally in Ukraine that we keep sending tens of billions of dollars to. They arrested a journalist whose content they didn't like. An American journalist whose content they didn't like. They disappeared him. A lot of people were saying, put pressure on Ukraine. Tell us where this guy is. Get him out, even. No, our own government is complicit in the murder of American journalist because they had it within their power. They're handing these guys tens of billions of dollars. The Ukrainian government is a puppet regime of the American government. And so when they kidnap a U.S. journalist who opposes their war and eventually kill him, that is an action of the American government. They are complicit in all of that. And so if Putin is going to talk about, or if Biden is going to talk about Putin's thugs, then, you know, Biden is no different. They even sound like Putin, Biden. Assange's final UK court moment of truth arrives as his wife warns that he will die if he is extradited to the US. And Stella, Assange's wife, has warned that if the judge rules against Assange tomorrow, Tuesday, February the 21st, well, that would be Wednesday. So one of those days is wrong. But nevertheless, it's coming up in the next day or so. And she says, if he's going to be extradited, he could be on a plane to U.S. soil in a matter of days if the judge rules against him. So again, when we look at this, Trump and Biden, will Tucker ask Trump about Assange? Because that began under the Trump administration. Began just a couple of weeks, I think, after you had Barr. Not Bob Barr. Anyway, after Barr becomes Attorney General, Barr had been Attorney General for George H.W. Bush, but before that, he had been his right-hand man when the two of them rebuilt the CIA. So he's an old CIA guy from way back. So Bill Barr says, well, immediately he comes after Julian Assange because the CIA hates him. And Trump didn't do anything about that. He had an opportunity to pardon him as well. Instead, he pardoned a bunch of white-collar, big, big white-collar criminal friends of Jared Kushner and other people who were perhaps giving money for these pardons. Isn't it interesting that they investigate the things that they're investigating on Trump, and nobody looks to see if he was selling pardons, when we have indication that Giuliani was selling pardons. Several people have pointed that out. So, Tucker, do you want to ask Trump about Assange? Do you want to ask Putin about Navalny? Do you want to ask Trump about the January the Sixers while we're talking about all these people rotting unjustly in prison? No, they're going to be held without trial for years as well, just like Julian Assange, just like Navalny. And so you have Stella Assange saying Julian has not been convicted in the bogus case brought by the U.S. authorities that he exposed. They have been detaining him in a U.K. high security prison for almost 5 years. He is not serving a sentence. There is no conviction. Well, we've seen that with the January the Sixers here in our own country, haven't we? The people who put everything on the line for Donald Trump, and he threw them under the bus. How can an innocent man be kept in prison for almost 5 years and indefinitely into the future like this? What kind of justice system allows for this? The American justice system allows for this, because they're going to be giving people life sentences, have already done so, after keeping them in jail for quite some time. You know, I remember when this all happened, I remember looking at the pardons. I remember, you know, I've interviewed several times the mother of Ross Ulbricht, Silk Road, how he was framed to make a point about the dark web, about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin in the early days, how there were FBI agents that had taken over Silk Road website. They were under, they were convicted. They were having a trial at the same time. They were convicted of stealing about $1 million. They had the keys to the website, but that information was kept. That exculpatory information was kept from the jury. They were not allowed to talk about that. And instead, what they did was they pretended that this was all under the control of Ross Ulbricht. And then you had the judge who pretended, and in sentencing, handing out the sentencing, pretended as if Ross Ulbricht had been convicted of murder for hire. He was never even charged with murder for hire. He had, there was a district attorney in one place that had talked about it, had gone to the press about it, but he never even indicted him. And of course, you know, you can indict a ham sandwich, but he didn't even try to indict Ross. But even though there was no indictment, there was no trial, there was no conviction, the sentencing judge spoke of it as if he had been found guilty and sentenced him to consecutive life prison terms. And so his mother, who I've interviewed multiple times, had mounted a campaign to try to get Trump to pay attention to this. And I looked at that. Julian Assange, Ross Ulbricht, Marty Gottesfeld, who deserved to be released as well. Great injustices over and over. So many people. And yet these criminal friends of Jared Kushner and these Israeli spies and other people like that, people who have bought influence, were excused. It just made me sick. Still makes me sick to think about it. And, of course, Alex Jones was telling people right up to the very last day, oh, I've got on inside sources that Alex is going to pardon Julian Assange. He's going to do it at midnight just before he leaves office. And it's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, Alex Jones, always the big con. China has a response to this. And, of course, their response is, hey, this Navalny thing, that's internal. But we don't worry about that because they do the same thing themselves. China is blacklisting pro-democracy writers from their science fiction Hugo Awards that are going to be held in China this time. So, well, we're not going to allow, and of course, it's a very popular thing for science fiction writers to talk about different societies. Many of them will focus on individual liberty things. People like Robert Heinlein, very focused on libertarian issues and stuff. Oh, no, not even going to allow people like that into this convention in China. And when it comes to Navalny, the Chinese ministry spokesperson said, this is Russia's internal affair. I will not comment. Because, of course, they would do the same thing. Nikki Haley, Miss NATO, 2024, is screaming about how Trump is silent about the Navalny thing. But of course, she is also silent about the Julian Assange thing, isn't she? I imagine she is calling for his blood as well. It's the hypocrisy and the silence of these people in all of these different cases, isn't it? And in some cases, like the case of Nikki Haley, screaming for someone's blood. His body was found and showed signs of bruising caused by being held down while suffering convulsions, they say. And again, Tucker's not interested in that. He was only interested when that happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, this guy was a political opponent of Putin. There's no evidence that I know of that Alexei Navalny was involved in pedophilia, human sex trafficking, blackmail of government officials like Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. So why doesn't Tucker care about this case? He cared so much about Jeffrey Epstein being killed in prison. I just find it absolutely amazing how he has become the big center of the news now. Like I said, it's big conservative news, also known as Big Con. That's what you ought to call it, the Big Con. Yeah, Tucker beclowned himself. Even Nigel Farage said he was soft, he was weak in his interview with Vladimir Putin, but then he didn't stop there. He goes around looking at grocery stores as if he's George H.W. Bush encountering a barcode scanner for the first time in his life. Going through the subway and looking at, we got filigree here. How civilized all this stuff is. And then focuses in a long, drawn-out shot on a mural of Vladimir Lenin. Tucker, do you know anything about Lenin? Why would you focus on this guy? I mean, next he's going to go to China and do a piece about how wonderful Mao is.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust the science. Wear your mask, take your vaccine, don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.